Welcome to Simply Walk the Talk. Our bodies and minds adapt to what we do most of the time. If you want to change your body and mind, you must change what it is you do most of the time. This podcast explores all things health, wellness, fitness, lifestyle, and biohacking. Stay tuned as we explore various thoughts, methods, and experiences from a multitude of conversations between our interesting guests and experts through many fields of work. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Simply walk the talk. Simply walk the talk. Recording in 3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another fascinating show of Simply Walk the Talk. I am your host. I'm your boy, Joshua J. Holland. And today I have on the show with me, Mr. Christian Bauer. Now, Christian is a very fascinating individual. He is the founder of a company called Chi Blanco. I pronounced it Key Blanco, but we'll call it Chi Blanco. And
thanks.
He's a mechanical engineer, a natural biohacker, and he has a free online course, which is kind of like a masterclass that covers all things detoxification, mineralization, mental programming, electro smog, and coherent water. So this is one of those episodes you definitely want to keep on your on the top of your mind, maybe take some notes. Also, for those of you that have been keeping up, notice that we've been doing a lot of video content on my YouTube channel. So we're actually recording this and we're going to put it up online as well. So if you want to look at some of the things we're talking about, look at what my hair is looking like and my crazy room is looking like, feel free to join us on YouTube. And I'll provide all the links in the show notes, okay? So, Mr. Christian Bauer, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Josh, for being here. Yes.
Yeah. So, I'm happy that we got you on the show. I noticed that you're in Germany right now, which is very near and dear to me. I've spent a lot of time in Germany, and I'm here in Budapest as we speak, and so we're on the same time zone, and that makes it a lot easier, right?
Definitely.
A lot of my podcasts as of late, since I've been in Budapest, I've been having to record when people are either in LA or New York, and it kind of makes the time zone difference a challenge. But nonetheless, here we are. So let's just quickly go into who you are and your background and why you even came to the point of creating something so cool like Chi Blanco.
Yeah, thanks. It starts like always. Like when I was finished with university, I wanted to make a big dream come true. Yeah. So German engineer definitely goes to the automotive industry. So I did that too. And then I was working there for the research department. Like we were talking about like forging and stuff like this, like heating up steel, and you have to have special chemical components to protect the tool. So it was really, really interesting field for me. So I loved the job so much. I worked so hard that I really got a lot of weight, and I lost a lot of hair for the people who have video. So, and this was like when I was like, I don't know, like 26, 27. And then they really gave me a good opportunities. I was like a manager of an R&D center. I had like 6 people, also like some doctors were working in my team, in my department. So I really appreciate that, but I crushed my body in a hole. So I thought about like, how can I change this? Like what can I do different? Like I want to be healthy in my 30s. Yeah? I was not married. I want to be sexy. Yeah, that the girls like me, stuff like this. Yeah, every day's problems. Yeah. So, and the opposite was I had like a big, nice car. I was overweight and losing my hair. And then that said, okay, that's definitely the wrong direction. So, and this was the starting of my my master class, like I started with detoxification. Like I understood like the body is like a vehicle, yeah, like a car, and like a car needs an oil change and gasoline to run and stuff like this, the same as the body. So I mainly understood that the big part is detoxification. So really get rid of the toxins in the body, like everyday's toxins, like aluminum or stuff like this, what's really in our food, in our drinks, like it's allowed to be there. But over the years, it get more and more and more and more. And with this, maybe some health issues come because the body gets slower and lower and slower. And a lot of people say, "Ah, oh, okay, I'm getting older. I'm getting older. That's okay. That's okay." So they accepted that when they are 30, 35, 40, that the body gets slower and doesn't work as it used to be, and you lose your hair, and it's normal for everybody or for a lot of people. And that's what I did not want to accept. So I started with this, with detoxification, mineralization, like everybody knows. And also, like, for example, Dr. Jody Spencer talks about like mental programs. Really, I thought about like why I'm eating. I understood that I eat a lot of from emotions. Mm. And so I get a lot of weight because I always, when I was frustrated, I was eating all day and night, yeah, just to go back on work. And the last thing, and what was really interesting from the technology side, was electromagnetic smog. I was not aware about, like, even as a physic, like how the normal 5G influences our body. But when I deep into that, also like the studies from the German government, they show like the 5G radiation. They talk about that the skin, the temperature of the skin increases up to a half degree. And then I was like, hey, that's so crazy. That reminds me like on a microwave, that, yeah, microwave, like waves heating my body up.
Yeah.
And then I was diving deeper, and they also said that, and the main influences 5G could have, for example, are the eyes and the ears, because they're not protected by skin and bones. But, and this was the last sentence, of course, we have no long-term studies because the technology is so young. We don't know the influences after 20 years. And I'm like, wow, that's really impressive. Okay, we're doing something. We're aware that it's maybe not the best, but still we're implementing it. And okay, long-term, we don't care, or we don't know, so it's okay. Let's give it a try. And this was the point where I said, that doesn't work for me. And I'm really a sensitive person. Like I can feel it when a lot of people are in the room, that stress me more than if there are less people. So I'm really, really sensitive to the outside. So I was also sensitive to the waves, to the smog. And with this knowledge and the technology research we did in the company was about water. We needed water that has a high lubrication without adding anything else. We need clean water because the Germans, they like to be really take a lot care of the environment. So they don't want it to have like waste water with oil into it. So we needed clean water to forge with that. And with that, was the first time coherent water came into my mind. And I was really impressed because I didn't know that I can have like a super state. Like, it's really, well, the coherent water is, for you who don't know it, if the angle between the water increases, like you have an angle normally of 104.5 degrees. And if it goes beyond 109 degrees, you call coherent. Of course, the atomic structure changed a little bit, and also the electronic voltage, it has increased. So you really have a really, from the technology side, a loaded, it's really loaded with more electronic voltage. And this coherent water, I was impressed that this is also a big part of the human body. So I didn't know that it was existing, and I didn't even know that it was important for the body. So there were two professors, like Dr. Professor Warnke, it's a German guy, and Professor Dr. Pollack, it's a guy from, I think, US Washington University.
Gerald Pollack, yeah.
Yeah. And they both were talking about the same. They gave him different words, like Dr. Pollack was calling it easy water or extended zone water. And
exclusion zone water, yeah.
Yeah, exclusion zone. Thank you. Exclusion zone water. And Pollack was going one point further. He was saying what Pollack was showing was just a part of the coherent water. So if coherent water lays on the surface, it's the exclusion zone water, the easy zone water. And if you have it in the as a swimming molecular structure, you call it coherent domain. That's how the technical word for it is. And both together are coherent water.
Okay.
So this is a lot of people are not aware about it. But it's just like if you go deep into the physics. And that was the time where I said, I want to improve the body or like increase the amount of coherent water. Of course, as Varanko showed the way, really impressive benefits about one benefit is really that the blood circulation. A lot of people think just the heart pumps the blood through the body, but that's not true. It's just a part of it. Like we have so thin veins that the power the heart produces normally is not able to put the body so deep into the hand or the feet. That's also a reason why some people have cold hands or feet. And the coherent water is there the solution. Like coherent water is setting up by our in our body. And if you that was Pollack was shown, like if you have a tube, you have coherent water inside, it's on the inside. And with infrared light, like what's produced in our body or comes from the sun, coherent water makes out of infrared like a movement of the blood cells. Was really impressive, and he showed it under the microscope. And this is really impressive. So the higher your amount of coherent water in your body is, the better is your blood flow circulation. And the other, for me, even more impressive factors that Professor Wanke was showing is, like, if you have coherent water, the coherent water lays out like 13% of its own electrons as an own electronic sphere. So in easy word, it's like the coherent water makes an own shield, and shield made out of electrons that protects the inside against EMFs, against electromagnetic waves, e-smog, 5G, whatever. And this is naturally EMF shield that everybody has. Mm. Of course, electromagnetic waves. The sun is electromagnetic waves, 5G, radiation is electromagnetic wave, your voice is an electromagnetic wave, everything is electromagnetic waves. So there is no difference between it. So if the body would have no protection against it, we will all be dead, or our body could not function really good. Of course, like our cells would be influenced by electromagnetic waves from the outside. So our body needs and protection against EMF, otherwise it wouldn't function. And this is the main or the greatest chance to protect our body against EMF. If we increase the coherent water, our personal EMF shield is improved. And with this, the stress our cells get by external or technical radiation is decreased. And this is what we brought with Qiblanco to life, like the Qi1, our little gadget here. Inspires water that's near to get coherent. Like it has like 170 nano wave. That's the idea. It's like a static field, and this helps coherent water to get coherent. And that's the main idea of the company. And that's why I founded it. And that's why we're here, contributing technology as a daily life gadget. That's my personal aim, like help everybody who's like sensitive or has problems with the blood circulations or has a bad sleep or whatever. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well said, beautifully put. And you know, when you explain the everything you were talking about in terms of the coherent state of water and what it can do for our circulation and even hydration, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, proper circulation is crucial for hydration, but also so is mineralization and detoxification. Yeah. Everything has to kind of work in harmony. And I also like to use the word harmony to be analogous to coherent. You know, I think of harmony and coherence kind of in the same idea. That's how it kind of makes sense in my brain. And when I first kind of became familiar with this type of technology, is when I was doing some research on this device called the ARC crystal, ARK crystal, ARC crystal. And before we started recording, you and I, we were just briefly talking about it. And, you know, it was the first time that I kind of noticed that something like this could be made into a piece of jewelry, something you could wear around your neck. And I had been wearing it for quite some time. And it was always the great conversation starter because, you know, I'd wear this big diamond looking crystal around my neck. But, you know, I have to admit there were times when I would have to tuck it under my shirt because I'm like, this is the wrong part of town to be trying to wear something that looks like a diamond, you know, but I since then stopped wearing it just because, you know, it was pretty easy to lose and it's very expensive and it's quite large. So enter now Qi Blanco or Qi Blanco, because it's spelled Q-I-B-L-A-N-C-O. For those that are just listening, it looks like it would be pronounced Qi Blanco, but in the Eastern philosophy, it's pronounced Qi. So Qi is like this inner energy I know a lot about because of my martial arts background. But if you're watching on YouTube, you can see I'm holding it up. It's beautiful. It's a very small, looks sort of like a, there you go. He's got his up as well. It looks like a small chip, like a computer chip. But it's very beautiful. It's got like this, you know, this silver sort of stainless steel looking finished material with a small dot that looks like a nice gold piece. I love it as a piece of jewelry, and it's not so overpowering that people are like, dude, like you got to take that off, right? It's I think it looks really, really good. And I actually posted a photo about it. Just simply put the photo up on my Instagram. And I just wanted to see what people would say. And I got so many questions about it. And I just knew that we needed to get you on the show. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we're going to talk about it. So let's do that now. Let's talk about why someone would even want to care about listening further to this and why they would even want to put something like this on their body.
Thanks first for the design. I want to say really thanks because it took me a lot of time. I was like designing it by myself like 4 weeks. I was just drawing, and I went into deep meditation state to make a really perfect shape and to give exactly what you want, like an interesting look, but not like in too much. But this is what I really often hear a lot of people say, like everyone is asked by what is this? So it's definitely a great conversation starter if you think it from this perspective. And if you come from the optic, it's really, we use like an anti-allergical, like the steel you would put into your body. That's what the Qi1 is made of, so that we have there no problem with that. And the yellow golden dot, that's really the grid chip. You was talking about it looks like a chip. That's really the grid chip is this golden dot, and it goes into it furthermore. And this is the main idea behind this chip. It's really a high percentage of gold atoms is really inside of it. Of course, this allows us to make, like, if we want to simplify it, like a labyrinth, like where photons are steered inside of it. And gold, maybe someone is aware about it, you know, these flattened gold leaves. And gold is the metal you can make as thin as possible. You can make one atom next to each other. That's the only metal where this is possible. So that's why you sometimes see it in the church where they have these gold leaves on the statues or something like this. That's the only metal you can do with that. And this allows us to, that's why we choose this metal. That allows us to make like a really intelligent structure inside of it where we can steer the photons as we want to and help water that comes next to the Chuan to make it coherent. And that's why we also, the main idea was not to make a jewelry out of it. The main idea why it's on this chain is to locate it really next to the heart, because the heart is like a water pump. Like blood is like 50% water. So if we make the water coherent next to the heart, it's a high chance that we have the best benefits in the whole body system, because the blood is circulated everywhere. And that's why the best position where you can wear the Chuan is next to your heart. But some people say, your design is nice, but I don't want to wear it. You can wear it definitely under the shirt, no problem. Mm-hmm. But you can also, we have some people, like if a girl says she wants to wear a nice necklace with a red dress, you can put it like in your pocket. That's a little bit far, but it still works. Or you can put it like into the underwear or something like this. Of course, it's really small and not heavy. So you can really put it wherever you want. We could also make a chip out of it and put it into the skin, but we were not sure about if people would like that. But we could do it. So if a lot of people are asking for that, we think about this. Okay, next year. Not this year, we have too much to do, but next year we can do that.
Yeah.
And and why I should wear it? I get this question often for people who know nobody. Because normally, if the people touch it, they never give it back. Like we have the lowest send back rate of the history in whole Germany. Like I think the last or this year, I only get like 3 pieces back. So if people have this Chuan, they really understand how much it improves their life. And to put it into words, the easiest thing is really with the Chuan, with a high amount of coherent water, you have definitely a high chance to get a deeper sleep, because your cells are better connected to each other, because they are protected against the EMF surrounding, so that your body works better, your sleep is deeper, your detoxification is better. That's what we also shown in the studies, what you can see on our homepage if somebody's interested. And with that, what's the end of that? You stand up in the morning and you feel full of power and full of like gratitude, like your life becomes more easy and you have this power to really stand up for your dream and say, okay, today is the day. And I'm doing 10 points of my to-do list. And this is the main aim why you should get an Chuan.
Exactly. The something that comes to mind in terms of the EMF, the electromagnetic smog or electromagnetic frequency mitigation or protection, is this Blue Shield device that I talk a lot about and I use. I actually have it up there. It's right above my finger. If you're watching the video, I have it. It's a small little like amplifier looking device. And it's interesting because when I looked at the research, obviously you know this and I know this, but, and maybe even some of the people listening know this, but there's a lot of technology out there today in terms of trying to either block or protect or mitigate against EMFs, non-native EMFs, right? And there's a lot of controversy around, well, can you actually block it? Should you actually block it? What to do about it? Blah, blah, blah. And the thing that tended to make most sense to me is allowing our bodies to deal with EMFs because, you know, quite frankly, we're not going to ever really get rid of it because there's native EMFs, like you talked about, like from the Earth's core and from the sun and things like that, that we need. And then there's non-native that we maybe don't need as much of. But I always understand it as it's better to try to entrain your body or teach your body to align more towards the coherency or to align more towards the better frequencies, right? And that's kind of what this device does. And it reminds me of what you were explaining about the Chi Blanco or the Chi One. So have you dealt with any sort of concerns around that? Because I just want to make sure that we address that.
Awesome question. I really like that. Because there, I go a little bit deeper. Yeah, I allow myself as a mechanical engineer to go a little bit deeper. There are just two, some technologies, they want to say that they can like erase EMFs. But you go really on the physical side. EMFs, you cannot erase them because they have some energy and you have to do something with that energy. It's EMF is an electromagnetic wave and has energy. Otherwise, it would not be there. So like erasing energy out of a room just by... I think, not possible. Or I don't know how this should work. So if you want to block out EMFs, the typical version is really, for example, if you make a specific on your room wall, or if you wear specific clothing that does not allow EMF to go inside. Like, if, for example, if you sit in a car and you have a lightning stroke, you are protected because the electrons walk around that. So that's the same you can make with your building. And this is a deep, easy, on the normal physical level. But I'm totally on your side. This is maybe not the healthiest version. Of course, if you put yourself in a cage and you're not allowing it to interact with the nature, I think that can also create diseases or something like this.
Yeah.
Of course, we need to be connected to the sun. We need to be connected to the trees. Everything has its own frequency. And I think it's healthy and really necessary. And I'm, like you say, a natural biohacker. I walk barefoot in the forest to grow my body. And that's definitely needed. So I don't like these protection things where you say, okay, I block everything out. Now I have a room. I have a panic room. I'm totally fine. everything is okay in my life. I think it's maybe for some people, if they have some serious problems, okay. And the doctor says we need to do that, okay. But for the normal people, I think it's not the best version. What I would do is, and that's where Chi Blanco really comes to the point, is to take the body intelligence. And that's what we do if we improve the amount of coherent water. Because this device is not protecting you. And it cannot, and it will not, and that's not the idea. It works different. It's like, if it's the same like if you put vitamins in your body, or if you detox your body, you improve your body to work on a higher level for itself and really decide on the endless intelligence of the human body to repair a body by himself, because that's what your body do. Your body just do one thing the whole day and night. It repairs itself. That's what it's made for, and that's what it's doing. It creates a new liver. It creates new brain cells. Whatever you want, it can do if it has the right things. And that's the idea about my masterclass. If you put the right things in your body, you can get until 120. That's the idea of the DNA. The DNA allows you to get 120 without getting sick. So if we nowadays die like around about 75 or whatever, then the problem is that we misunderstand the abilities of our body. We don't understand what our body would need to get 120 without getting old or without getting sicker. That's possible. And that's the idea behind the coherent water. If we use a process that's already in our body, and the coherent water also gets destroyed by EMFs, pesticides, or toxins. So if we help our body to get on a level with coherent water, that's the best, that how it should be, without toxins, without anything, then you have the perfect EMF protection and the natural EMF protection. And this protection knows exactly which frequencies should get in and what frequencies should not get in. And if they need the low frequencies like a forest or the sun, they go into it, because the body's made to absorb sunlight. And it also understands that the high frequencies, the high technology frequencies from 5G, mobile phones, whatever, should not get inside. And that's why I like the idea, but that's why I was so happy that we come from this side with the G1. That's why I also call it a natural biohacking tool. It's not something that puts something in your body what's not normally there. Yeah, we don't put any electricity in your body what's not there. We don't put anything in your body what's not normally there. We help your body to make something more that's already in your body. Yeah,
I think that's the true definition of resiliency, right? It's allowing our bodies to be more resilient to things that we probably cannot necessarily change on a large scale. So I love that. And I also know that you mentioned your course, your online course, your masterclass, ultimately is to try to make people be as the most superhuman they can be, right? I like the phrase you use, superhuman, because nowadays being superhuman, I don't think is too far off from being an actual superhuman. You know, like there's a lot of things that we're discovering that people can do that are far beyond what we imagine, but it's simply because we don't put the time, the effort, the passion behind actually trying to do what some of these people are doing. Like people like Wim Hof, he's not a superhuman, but he's someone that has dedicated his entire life to practicing breath work and honing in on what he's able to do. He knows his body better than any scientist knows his body, right? And so I thought it was fascinating that he was able to kind of test himself, test the theory of what would it be like to put certain bacteria in his body? What would it be like to put like E. coli in his body? Could he boost his own immune system by using his mind and using his breath? And, and he's able to do these things. And that just tells me that we all have certain capacities that if we just learn to tap into it, that we might be able to do things far beyond our beliefs. So
I really want to say to say yes, what you were saying. I really respect Wim Hof on a deep level, what he did, and that he brought like these ancient yogi techniques really in the Western world. And this is really what I want to share with the humanity, these mental programs. Like this was what Wim Hof does. Our brain talks with our cells. And the more we understand that, the more we can, like this is a quantum computer by itself. Like if somebody's aware about quantum physics and he knows like the split experiment, he knows that like matter changes its behavior if we as human are watching it or not. Like photons know if they will be watched in 2 meters away and then they change their behavior. So this means photons know the future. And that's what we measured over 100,000 times in the experiments. And this is what everyone's mind is breaking off, that we know that photons know the future. And if photons know the future, as humans, we could have the ability to use this effect also to get an understanding for the future, like to have an improved intuition. That's what intuition is. If you have a feeling, if this is good for you or not, you're also tapping into the future. And maybe we're doing it really by tapping into the future like the photons do on a really physical level. And that's what I really to spread this message that everybody should really believe into that and really understand that this body has so many possibilities. Like Jody Spencer, he also cured his spine. Like he has a big spine problem and could not walk anymore. And there's so many people out there really just by, okay, I want that. I heal and improving their body, like with minerals, detoxification, everything together. That's why these 5 steps in my masterclass, I think, is really important. Everything as one, as gears, they as a gear, yeah, together. And then a lot of things are possible that we are maybe not aware today about that. Yeah.
Yes, beautiful, beautifully put. And let's go a little deeper into this grid chip technology with the gold alloy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I did a very, like I do with most podcast episodes, I like to do my due diligence and sort of go onto the website, look more into your background and various things. I've been wearing this for a few weeks now as well. And some of the things that stand out is like what we've kind of talked about so far, which is the Super State helps your body's water build up strong hydrogen bonds. You kind of mentioned that to have a better communication between cells, more energy, better sleep. Let's talk about, because I think there was three things on the website that Chi One or Chi Blanco really talks about doing in terms of benefits, which is increased energy, protection from e-smog, defense against viruses. Now, of course, if based on what you've been saying so far, we know that this sort of technology is allowing our body to become more resilient, but also to build up, to optimize the cellular function. Because I know this, I'm sure you know this as well. The mitochondria is really important. If we can optimize our mitochondria, then we can optimize our cellular function. And that's very, very important. But what else would you say beyond what we've discussed so far? The increased energy, the e-smog protection, defense against viruses. What else would you like to point out, or would you like people to know so that they can kind of start diving into this a little bit further?
What I think is really important to understand is, like, at the beginning, if you see the homepage and you see all these points, it sounds maybe a lot like, really, this little tool does so much. But this is really, we have to understand that we, not this tool is doing this. We really, the tool, yeah, has like an energetic field. And this helps water molecules next to it to get into the super state. And this super state, the water in the super state, has so many possibilities for the body, for the human body. So, and this is how it works. And this is why we can make with such a small tool so many benefits. And so, like, also study proven benefits. Like, when we're talking about the metabolism, we showed in the study, it's increased about 15% average. And this is it's amazing. Like, the cells work 15% faster, and then the body really can do what the body itself decides what he's doing. So that's why we cannot really say, okay, your body will do at the beginning this for you. Right. Like we have like a football soccer. He won the European Championship, the team won, and one of them two of them has the G1, and one of them he wrote me, like, he wore the G1 the first time and he overslept his alarm the next day because he was so deep. And this can happen, but it was the right, his body with more Korean water decided for him he needs sleep to repair some stuff. That's why he was oversleeping.
Wow.
And this is the idea, what I want to share, that what I really like about it, your body decides at the end of the day what it does. Maybe they you need to sleep more, so you have a deep sleeping, or you need to detoxificate. We also have some people who have they feel a little dizzy at the beginning, the first days. And this is, of course, the body detoxificates more, for example, the liver, and the toxins have to walk through the system until they get outside of the body. And during this, this feels not so nice. And so everything can happen. Of course, your body is on a better trained state at the end of the day. That's what I love about it. But that's why it's so unspecific. And we say, okay, deeper sleep. A lot of people have this e-smog for sure. That's what we talked about the EMF layer, and the viruses is also like. There are certain tools why the body can work with, or like what was shown in the study, there's an improved immune system overall. So it can also care about virus or bacteria even better. Yes.
It sounds very much like an adaptogen. I think when people start to understand how adaptogens work, it's really like, for instance, various mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms are considered adaptogens. And there's other types of adaptogens as well. But basically, when you take adaptogens, your body sort of, it receives it, and then it will, let's say, give you more energy if you need more energy, or it gives you more of a relaxation effect if you need to relax a little bit better. And that's what I like about what you just explained, is that when people read on the website or they listen to this podcast, it's not like, oh, well, I didn't sleep better, so this doesn't work for me. It's like, no. This is doing what your body needs. Because you know, you might be traveling, you might be going through various time zones, and you might need more of a grounded effect more than anything, right? To more anti-inflammatory responses in the body might need to be occurring. Or you might be just sluggish, beat down with stress and cortisol, and you might need a boost in energy, right? So this is what I love about this conversation, is that don't expect any one thing, except that this is going to help you do what your body needs to do. And so, yeah, this is the power of adaptogens, if you will, or the power of making your body more resilient. So it looks like there he is. He's back. It is raw, everybody. We just lost him on video, but he's back. It's all good. Don't fear. Audio is still going, so it's all good. All right. Now, one thing that I personally wondered, and I think it will be good for people to hear this in terms of, like, if they decide that they want to get one or they want to figure out the best way to use this, what happens? Like, can you wear this in the shower? Can you wear this while exercising? Is there any situations in which you would not want to have this on? For instance, if you're around, you know, extreme Wi-Fi or something like that, like, can you tell me some of the things that you should not do, I guess, best practices for the Chi Blanco, the Chi One?
The good thing is that we start with the US market with the second edition. So what you have around your neck is the Chi One 2 Pro. And we did a lot of improvements. Like with the first edition, it was, some people destroyed it. Yeah, we have like in Germany, he's famous. He's like a digital nomad, and he likes to kite surfing. And he was wearing it all day and night on the beach. And you have like the sun and the salt water, and like when he falls onto the water. And he always was writing me every half year, okay, I destroyed my Chi1. And I'm like, okay, for this people, we need an improvement. And that's what we did. So this, I don't know anybody, and this Chi1 2 Pro we have now since almost 1 year, who destroyed one. So you can take it into the shower, you can do workout with it, kite surfing. I mean, if you lose it during kite surfing, okay, it's not my fault. Yeah,
right.
but so it's really, really easy and resistant. And that's what we really take care of. Of course, I also like, I like to travel a lot and go to the beach and stuff like this. So I also wanted to have a tool that's really easy. I don't have to think about if I'm wear it or not. You can also soap it if you want it or whatever. It's waterproof, really. We put a lot of thinking into it, so that it's like
that. That answers a lot of questions. Yeah, that answers a lot of questions for some people, because one of the things that I did notice in the packaging when it came in, there was a little pamphlet that mentioned you can pretty much do everything with it. Just try to keep it away from harsh chemicals. So I think that's something to mention, right? So, you know, like any kind of hard cleansing agents or whatever. But yeah, I've been rocking mine pretty much every day, through every workout, through every, you know, bit of sweating throughout the summer here in Europe. You know, it's been hot and it's doing just fine. So I love it. I think I'm going to keep it on until it comes off.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, okay. Now let's also talk about, because I know that your company has done various various studies, and this is important for some people. There's a lot of people out there who are just like, you know what? Sounds good enough. Sign me up. I'm ready to kind of dive in and try this thing. Then there's some people who are like, well, there's just not enough research. Research. I think in the world of research, if you want to find an answer, you can find it. If you want to find a solution, you know, that helps out your campaign, so to speak, we can find it. But let's talk about the research that you have done, because maybe this is important for some people.
Yeah, what I really want to mention out is that, like, of course, I have these backgrounds, like in a research department. I'm aware how much question you could get about something. Yeah? So the first thing a lot of people ask, or like some people ask, was like placebo. Like, is it real like this, or is this guy on the other side there just talking about it? Yeah, of course he feels better. Yeah? He sleeps better. He feels better. Blah blah blah. So what we did is we took like human cells. We took like a part of the white cells, and we started with that, and that looks like this. We put like cells and laid it into like a growing chamber. I don't know how to exactly in English. Yeah. And next to it,
a cell culture.
Cell culture. We made several cell cultures, and we put a mobile phone next to it. You can see also the pictures on the internet. And then this phone was doing a telephone call for 1 hour. And then we did this with cells where a T1 was laying next to it. So we have the cell cultures and the phone, and on the phone was one T1. So it's similar, like you would make so it's the hardest test you can do, okay? Make a phone call. And what we were should show that, like in this certain study, the cell culture, you let them grow afterwards. You look how fast they grow together. You make like a cross into it, and then you look how fast they close the cross. And if the version where there's no T1, like just the cell cultures and the phone, the cross never closed again. So the cells were so much damaged that they never grow together. And the normal cell culture without phone does it in a certain time. And we did it 10% slower than the cells with no EMF effects. So we reduced the EMF effects in this study by over 90%. And this is really impressive. Of course, these cells, they cannot think. So there's no chance of a placebo. And yeah. That's what I really like to point out at this point, because it's good to ask, because I don't know a lot of companies or products who really can show this. They maybe have some studies with persons, whatever, and then, but the cells, you cannot influence them. You cannot tell them to think differently. So, right. Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, if that doesn't at least convince people, and yes, is a study like that going to cause somebody to purchase this? Maybe not, but I do find it fascinating. And again, back to what I was talking about with the art crystal, one of the things that really encouraged me. Now, I had already purchased mine, but I had seen some research in which they take water and they would use this regular water to water plants, and then they took this this coherent water, or this structured water with I guess they had used the art crystal for a certain amount of time, like overnight. You know, you can put it underneath the glass and create this more coherent water, and you can also use that water to water a plant. So there would be two plants, two separate things of water. One was the control, one was with the art crystal technology. And you could see, like, as clear as day that the one with the enhanced technology, so to speak, it grew faster. And so I actually did that myself, because I I'll admit, at first I was like, you can make whatever you want out of this. But like you said, these plants and this water doesn't adhere to placebo effect, right? But, and you know, maybe I can do it at home. And I had a plant that was, it was like a bamboo plant that I've had for years. And it was clearly dying. I mean, clearly dying. And keep in mind, I travel a lot, so I don't get a chance to like do as much care as I would like to for my plants. But I applied this water over a week and there was already new growth coming off of the dead plant. And that was enough for me to go, okay, there is something here. There's something here. So, you know, maybe we can do that, something like that with the Qi One as well. But I only mention this to say to people that there's so much of this technology out there. If you're just open, you're open to it. And it's like the biology of belief, you know, like if we want to, and that is very similar to placebo effect as well. If you want to believe it, if you want to find it, we can find it. We just have to be open enough to even try some of these things. Maybe you'll have the best sleep of your life, and maybe you'll have the most energy you've ever had. Maybe you won't. But how do you know the next day or the next week or the next month or the next year won't have that happen if you don't at least try it? So I guess that's my two cents.
Amazing. Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. As we're kind of getting closer to wrapping this up, let's talk about some of the challenges and where you see the company going. So obviously the entire world has been affected by this pandemic, and you know, and to see you guys coming out with what you've come out with throughout this time period, I have to say is very admirable, and I applaud you guys for doing what you're doing. Where do you see the company in the next 5 years, and kind of what challenges have you been faced with that you're trying to overcome now?
That's a good question. Like, the challenges normally for me, I don't see them. They come really from different perspective. Like, big challenge we had this year, we had to explain to a lot of scientific people like how we work, so that we get like a registration in Germany, that we were allowed to sell like we would do right now. So this was a lot of effort, and I think with that, it's really important that we explain and we give as much information as possible to people to get their understanding. Because this is the main thing I really want to or stand for with Qi Blanco, that we really try to answer every question with a really rational mind. And this I want to grow this idea and this way of thinking. And then definitely right now we are starting to implement the Qi One in the USA for the people who are interested, who want to try to be one of the first. So this will be a market to grow. And then the next really interesting market, there's always there's like Japan, Russia, and China. These are also markets where the people have an understanding for that, and where there's a need and where they really want to change something. So I think there's a lot to do. Yeah. And that's what we're aiming next. Yeah.
And I would have to ask, the fact that it's called Qi One, the Qi One, Qi yeah. Blanco, it assumes, or I assume that there's possibly going to be a Qi Two, a Qi Three. Is that kind of the idea, or do you not know yet?
The Qi One Two is like really that's how I always wanted to have the product. That's really like the edition that I always wanted to have.
Okay.
So if the people come along with more what they need, we can make something else. But like for the personal wearing, the Qi One Two, like the final edition. Like I have an idea to for like really high end. We have some guy who's training for the Olympics with that, and they have idea to make an even crazier product, but it will take, they have the blueprints already, but this will take a lot of time, and the price will definitely in another area. if we talk about something like this. And the other side, what we have in Europe is also a G1 home. So the idea is you can put this product into the socket. And what's really different to all the other products out there is we use the wiring of the houses to bring the energetic field from the G-home onto the wiring. So the whole wiring of your house will implement water to get coherent. So the idea is, like, even if you have like a wall, and the wall, you call it a dry wall, this wall normally has like 20% of water inside of it. So we make the water of the water of the wall coherent, and with this the air gets coherent. So you're sitting in a coherent, I'm sitting in a coherent fog right now. And this is the idea. Right now we are launching the G-Home Air. That's the idea. So it's for the whole apartment or for a house in Germany, but we have no socket for the USA. So we with an adapter, it would work, but it's maybe not the next idea. So for the US market, this is the next year to implement a connection to the wiring that would work. Yeah.
I like it. Well, it's Thanks. Really, really cool. Fortunately, I'm still here in Europe. So, you know, we may have to talk, but I think it's exciting to hear that you're working with some high level people enough to be able to, because there's some people out there that have the resources and the ability to think crazy, to think way beyond what I might even be able to think. And that's what I like to do. I like to kind of push the limits a little bit. And it sounds like this high-end product might be maybe coming out sooner than you even realize, but that's exciting. Yeah, very exciting. All right. Let's start to kind of wrap this up. And as I usually do on this show, and this has been a very, very fascinating conversation, and I most definitely think we should have you back on so we can talk about other things. And maybe when you have more research or more feedback or whatever the case may be, we'd have you back on to talk, because this has been very fascinating.
Thank you.
But one of the questions that I always like to ask when I have a guest on the show is, what is your top two pet peeves?
Oh, yeah. What I really have to admit is I really hate it if somebody works slowly. It's really, it drives me crazy. That's really a problem sometimes I have. Like, my to-do list is normally like this long, and every time I check one, two, there are two more. So it really encouraged me like to work fast, you know, like to, okay, go forward. And then if I see somebody who's really so totally relaxed and really slow working, I mean, I love it if somebody's truly relaxed, yeah? But there are states like between relaxed and being focused. So if you know what I want to say, and that's what I really like, come on,
right?
Be more energetic. We have to do something. Let's go.
Yeah.
This is one my first, and the other thing is really, I like to be true. Like sometimes when I see society and it changed a lot, like a lot of these, I love Instagram and I love Facebook and I love the idea about it, and I really respect what everybody's doing there. And I understand that if you make pictures and stuff like this, it has to be beautiful. Yeah. Otherwise your people are not following you. But I really want to make aware that this is not daily life. And I think even like for a person like you who is on Instagram has to admit that, like, the Instagram channel is the perfect version of yourself. And there are also like a lot of bad days and days where you look really tired when you stand up. And that's what I really would like to see, this more reality, that we really say, okay, we're all people. We have all the same problems.
Yeah.
and to be more real, more honest, definitely.
I love that you mentioned that, because this is what we were kind of talking about at the very beginning before we started recording, was this very idea of you and I in our homes. Like, I think you said you're in your parents' home. I'm in the hotel. My bed is not really made up. It's kind of made up, but there's things everywhere. Even in the middle of this, we had a bit of a camera glitch, but this is what I'm finding out, that a lot of people are starting to appreciate more, because this entire world of social media is so filtered, right? It's so filtered. It's so optimized, such that when we get to a point where you see a bit of rawness and a bit of real, people are kind of like, this is what I want to look at now. So I think we are in a good moment, and I'm glad you pointed out that pet peeve of yours, and we can turn it into something really positive and say that, okay, at least with us, you're going to get raw, you're going to get real. And of course, we're going to also abide by the quote unquote laws of social media as well. But for the most part, we can kind of serve everyone, right? For those who really need to see the clean, filtered reality, sure, go here, go there. But if you want to see the raw realness of what we really do behind the scenes, then come check us out. Come holler at us. Yeah. That's beautiful. Okay, so the last question I usually ask is, and this is, I would say, more of a positive note, because I'm so much into gratitude, but I'd like to ask you, what is something you're most grateful for?
It's, for me, it's definitely the knowledge about meditation. I really, that helped me so much. Like we said a little bit about Wim Hof and yogi, ancient yogi techniques. I really love that to get an understanding that at the end of the day, a loaded soul, a loaded program in a human body. And like, I was a lot of time in Mexico during the pandemic. And I hear todo es ilusión. So everything is an illusion. And this is what really helped me. Like, if we understand that we as a human being, we are not like this body. I'm not Christian Bauer, you know, I'm somebody who has, that's what I believe, several lives. So we're always changing our lives, and it will continue. And that's what we helped a lot to get to deep problems or deep stuff that really made my life hard, or I made my life hard because of them, whatever, helped me to walk through that. And that, I think it's also, everybody opens a little bit in this direction. I think humanity can go to a certain level as itself. Of course, then if we truly understand that, there's a chance that we understand that like making money is not everything. For sure, it's an important part, and it makes fun, and we should do it, and we should live our life the fullest, yeah, definitely. We should be superhuman, yeah? We should enjoy it, like, every day. But not getting attached and not like, going crazy if something changes, or, like, allowing the life to change. Like, example, the one of my camera dropped. Okay, turn the other one on. You know, not making a big deal out of it and not saying, okay, we cannot put this on YouTube anymore. No, that's what happened. For everybody who wants to know it, one of my camera was not fully loaded. My mistake. I did a mistake. I'm really sorry. So we used the other one. Okay, why not? And that's what I'm really grateful for, all this meditation, yogi knowledge, what I read in books and stuff like this, because this helped me a lot. And I think it can help a lot of people to live in and more happier life.
Das ist so toll. Yeah?
That's awesome. That's
great. Yeah. it's so amazing. Honestly, it gives me chills just hearing you talk about that, because, yeah, like, why not, right? Like, let's just be real, be raw, you know, and let's just have fun with this thing we call life, right? So
exactly.
Yeah, thank you for that. So as we start to finish this up, how can people find out more about you, and how can people find out more about Chi Blanco, Chi One, and all the technologies and everything else you have going on?
Yeah, I think we have like two possibilities. The one thing is, also you can come to Instagram or Facebook. It's Chi Blanco. And the other thing is the website, it's chiblanco.com. And there you have two possibilities. You go on the normal website, and there we have like a raw explanation about the Chi One, a more detailed one, and the shop for sure. And the other thing is my masterclass. And this is also where it's really, I put a lot of effort in, because I wanted to share this knowledge that helped me a lot. And that's what I also want to say. Sometimes biohacking can also be really easy and really cheap also. Like there are some techniques that, like breath work is for free, or like mineralization, you're in with 20 bucks, you're in definitely for some months to help your body. And that's what I'm sharing there. And there I talk a lot about me and things I did and stuff like this. So this is a great chance to get in touch with me more personal.
Yeah. Awesome. And before I forget too, I know some of the listeners are like, all right, let's talk about like discounts and you know, and affiliate codes and links and things like that. Rest assured, I will provide all the proper links to everything we've talked about in the show notes. My discount code is Joshua J. Holland. And I will also provide, like I said, the full link if you want to make it easier on yourself to just go through the show notes and click the link. But yeah, definitely hit me up if you have any questions. A few of my friends have already hit me up. So I'm excited to get this out as soon as possible so that we can start to get a lot of feedback. But yeah, if there's anything else that you can think of, let me know. Otherwise, dude, let's get you back on soon.
Thanks for sure. I would love to come back. Yeah.
Okay.
Was a great talk. I really appreciate it. Made a lot of fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Fun time. And for the listeners, thank you for listening. As always, please feel free to check out us on YouTube, subscribe so that you are kept up to date on all things Simply Walk the Talk and everything else that I have going on. And honestly, checking us out on YouTube is probably the best way to support the show. As many of you know, I do all of this as a labor of love out of my own pocket. This is providing free information for all of you to consume, and hopefully it helps you. And if it does, please show your support by checking out the show. Also, maybe share the podcast, audio podcast, subscribe there, leave a comment, and you know, do what you can to support the show. I really appreciate it. Mr. Christian Bauer, thank you for your time. And for the listeners, thank you for checking out the show. And until next time, peace.
Walk the talk, talking facts. Move like me, but I move a little fast. Make my move, here to last. Fasten these seatbelts, I'm coming past. Take care of me, longevity. Hack my biology, better believe. Walking the talk, soul, mind, and body connected. Better come give us a listen. Better come give us a minute or two. Open the box up, we giving you tools. Giving your engine the fuel that it needs. Breathing into it, it's autoimmune. Make a connection, we're stronger in tune. Making us one of a kind of a few. Work on the mind, but show me your moves. If you do what you say, you know what to do. Yeah.
Simply walk the talk.